Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network and the Ministry of A New Beginning, Ambassadors for Christ, your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. Welcome, and thank you for joining us tonight. Let me read our disclaimer, and we'll get started. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network, its management, or of the hosts or advertisers. And again, welcome to the Ministry of A New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ, your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. We give God the glory, honor, and him. Because had it not been for him, we would not have this time for ourselves. This is truly a blessing, a platform for any and all. This is not about color. This is just about doing the right thing, loving our neighbor as ourselves, and sharing the goodness, free love, free will, and his grace and mercy for all men. Because in Genesis 1, everything was perfect, y'all. And, you know, it never fails. Everything, it was perfect. And the serpent beguiled Eve, talked her into eating of the forbidden fruit. I'm not saying no apple. It was fruit, y'all, fruit. And she gave some to her husband. And it had to be right there. And that was the beginning, that was the fall of man. The law was given to Adam to where as he was not to eat of the tree that was in the midst of the garden. Okay? Now, and by Satan using the serpent, he was slick. He was slick, you know, and he's still working to the point to which he's slick. And he uses us against ourselves. Because the war is in the mind, y'all. It's in the mind. You know, we can't use a gun against Satan. You know, hey, he'll wind up convincing us to use a gun on ourselves because, you know, we're so confused and caught up in the world that we would have no other way to turn. You know, no other way to find a conclusion to the evil that's in our lives, okay? Let's do a little, we're going to have a short prayer, then open up the mics for a little introduction, then we're off and running, okay? All right, let's direct that prayer to God for healing of our bodies, healing of our loved ones, comfort for the bereaved families, peace for those that are caught up in war and turmoil and the chaotic situations in the world, protection from the forces of the weather, of the hurricanes and tornadoes and the floods, the drought. It's just too much stuff going on. And the diseases, Father God, things are just so thick that sometimes we just don't know which way to turn. But for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Okay, Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we thank you. We thank you, God, because had it not been for you, we would not be here at this time. That we honor you and give you the praise for what you have given to us, Father God. How you have brought us through. How you are still seeing us through, Lord. How you have encouraged us through your word and through others, Father God. How we have been protected from the evil one, leaving all things up to you, trusting you and believing in you. We can't see you, of course. You are a spirit, but God, you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. But we pray for ourselves, and we pray for our neighbor on either side that we can live peaceably with them, Father God, and that we can help whenever possible, Lord God. If we have to give, to share it with the next man in line. We can't keep it unless we give it away. And we just give you the thanks, Lord God, for healing our bodies, watching over our families, Father God, cousins, male and female, aunts and uncles, Lord God, spouses, Father God, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We thank you for revealing the truth to us, Father God, so that we can reveal it to the next man in line, whether they want to believe it or not. We trust and believe, Father God, because we are witnesses, truly witnesses, Father God. And it's not in our time that we look for things to happen or for you to give us things, but your will being done is not in our time. You all always said that one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. And in essence of that, there was only one man that lived 969 years, which was not one whole day. It was not one whole day. But we truly thank you for the time that you've given us, Lord God, and how you blessed us, kept us safe, watched over us, and gave us what we need in the time that we needed it. And we pray for those people that are caught up in war-torn zones, the Sudan, Father God, Haiti, Jamaica, oh, yes, Lord, Africa, the United South America, Mexico, Central America, the Middle East, the Far East, Lord, Europe, all these things going on in the world, Father God, is so chaotic, war-torn, Father God. Men, lovers of themselves, men wanting to be praised by other men. But God, you are our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer, and you are our judge. And you are the one that gets the glory. You do not share your glory with anyone. And we thank you, Lord, that we don't have to answer to any man about our life. We thank you, God, of life. You breathed your breath into Adam, and Adam became a living soul, not in the laboratory, not from the big boom, not from apes, but you, oh God, you are our creator. We truly thank you. Thank you for watching over and keeping us. Thank you again for the time that you've given us while we got a free platform. We try to keep it spiritual, God. Let our listeners be able to grasp something from the comments being made, Father God, the scriptures being read, something that they can grasp hold to and hold on to. Just because they can't see it does not mean it's not real. We believe, and we truly thank you, God. Bless those that are listening tonight, Lord. Bless them, Father God. Let this be a help to them, Father God. It's not about me. I don't want anyone patting me on my back. I don't want anyone telling me, oh, it's a good show. It's not a show, it's a ministry. I'm not a minister. I don't want to be a minister, but I take whatever you give me, Father God. Truly thanking you. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my loved ones, Father God. The bereaved families, they need comforting, Lord God, from losing a loved one. Yes, Lord, we truly thank you for those that are working and trying to attain their goals through work, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise, glory, and honor, you God. Let's just say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, real quick here, we got Miss Margaret. Want to say a couple of words real quick? Good evening.
Hello. Hello. I have my mic on. I have my phone on mute. I'm sorry.
No problem. No
How
problem.
Y'all doing tonight?
Doing well. Just a quick introduction for everyone, that will know who to. You know, because it's up to a person. If they want to speak, they don't have to, but they have an opportunity to speak. Okay? So I see we have the West Coast. We have the West Coast. West Coast.
Yeah,
I'd like to introduce. Yeah, you're doing well.
Yeah.
You?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Yes, sir.
I'm just tuning in. Hopefully, I get something from. I'm sure I'll get something from what's said tonight, and I'm looking forward to the show.
Sir.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you much. Okay. Sis, where you at, sis?
I'm here.
Sis? Okay. You ain't hard. You're not hiding tonight. Okay. The guy be the glory. Okay. All right, I'm going to put everyone on mute for right now, and I'm going to get started. Okay, I put a little something out there on Facebook. I try not to be on there too many times through the week, but I try to put a subject or a topic out on my Facebook page for this time, for Thursday night, 8 p.m. And I put it out to where, is anyone ready for things to get back to when they were very good? Very good. Now, not my lifetime. I don't know about you, but things were never very good in my lifetime, as a matter of fact. In Scripture, so I like to incorporate the Scripture in our conversations. In Scripture, it tells us, now, God took 6 days to create everything that's in the world. And, of course, he didn't create things the way they look now. Everything was perfect. There was no sin in the world, you know. But I'm just going to put it out there. Genesis 1, I'm going to say this first. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Man didn't create nothing. Man created a whole lot of hassles and stuff going on. Okay? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. All right? Now, that was the very first line of Scripture here that was translated into the English. I don't know what the Aramaic translation was or the Hebrew or the Greek, but I'm just reading from King James Holy Bible. Okay, now, Genesis 1:31. Okay? Genesis 1:31. Now, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Okay? And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Okay? Now, of course, today, things aren't very good. No. Even people's attitudes aren't very good, you know. There's hatred. There is there's hate. There's backbiting. There's lying. There's cheating, you know. There's stealing. And the majority of people in the world, especially in this country, people are all about themselves, you know. They want to be number one. They want to have the best things in their neighborhood. They want to have the best job, making the most money. They want to have the finest automobile out there. They want to have the nicest kids, you know. But hey, if they don't put in some work, their kids not gonna be nice, you know. The kids they're gonna get out there and they're going to get loose in the world, and they're gonna turn to some stuff that may get them caught up and they can't get back, you know. But that's what prayer's for. But anyway, okay, in the beginning, things were very good because God made everything very good. Now, down through the generations, look what happened, y'all. Look what happened. Man's mind was evil continually, y'all. You know, all man thought about was evil. How he can, you know, come up with evil things to do. Or evil words to say to people, or even ways to treat people bad, you know, a disposition you know, the attitude. And down, and you know, it's like, let me read this right here. It is, let's see. Okay, Genesis 1. Okay, all right. Now, I'm going to read this here real quick. This is Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, 5 to 13, okay? This is not too long after creation, okay? Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 to 13, all right? Okay. And this shows you how it's like a sore, you know? If you don't take care of it, it'll fester and get worse and worse, you know? Let's say you step on a nail, you can get lockjaw or something like that, you know. And like I have a friend of mine here, I used to work with him, and he got shot in the foot. And he didn't go and get it checked on for about a week. And it got worse and worse and worse. And it's truly a blessing that they didn't cut his foot off. So from that particular incident, his leg stays swollen 24/7. It can't get it to go down so far. And it's just infected. The infection is just living within him, and there's nothing he can do, you know. But this is how man thinks sometimes. No, I got time. No, I don't feel like going down there. Man, if I go down there, somebody gonna find out. You know, we have to be more caring, especially for ourselves. All right? Okay. All right, this is Genesis chapter 6, starting at verse 5. Okay, now, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and that it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air. For it repented me that I had made them. Now, here's where the redemption comes in. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Okay? Now, God said unto Noah, this is verse 13, God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. So God not only is going to destroy man, he's going to destroy the earth. You know? But God found, Noah found grace in the eyes of God. So God told him, God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. All right? And then God told Noah, he wanted him to make an ark. Okay? Make an ark. Now, he gave him the directions how he wanted him to fit the ark, situated the ark. But man was so evil, and man wasn't paying attention to anything righteous at that time. They was just doing everything. They was eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. You know, so they're just doing their own thing. They wasn't concerned about nothing going on. And see, God didn't hide this thing. He didn't hide it. He ordered Noah to make this ark so big. It wasn't on the seashore. It wasn't about the river. Noah, he was building this ark on dry land. I don't know how far it was from water, but there was no water nowhere. And people would mock him, you know, and do this and do that because they saw him building this ark. And he was a preacher, you know. He did. He was a preacher. And he would try to tell the people, you know, get yourself together. God is going to destroy this world. You know, people would make fun of him, you know. And people just thought it was a joke. And here we go, Genesis 6 and 17. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And God, he had the animals to come in, you know, clean animals, unclean animals. He wanted to sustain life by bringing the animals and Noah and his family into the ark so that when the flood receded and the waters dried up, they could start life anew. He wasn't playing a game. He knew what time it was. He knew that man was going to continually sin because they had lived in the world and seen and heard the sin that the people were doing. And I don't know if the sons were a part of it or not, but it was in their mind. You know, they knew about it. It would have been different if they were completely changed in their mind. There would be no sin, no thoughts of sin. And they would have never seen any sin. But 8 souls were saved. 8 souls out of all the people in the world. 8 souls and a whole lot of animals. And he told Noah how to build that ark because of the animals. There were stalls for certain animals, you know, because he was going to have birds. He was going to have creeping things. He was going to have snakes. Alligators, giraffes, lions, tigers, all that stuff. There were saws in the boat for these animals. God saw to it because he was the creator of all things. And instead of him destroying everything, Noah found grace in God, you know, because God, Noah was a just man, you know what I'm saying? Noah was doing the right thing. And, and it just went from there. Man just went downhill with his thoughts and whatever else, and he was just beside himself, okay? All right, and let's see. Here we go. And it came to pass after 7 days. This is after all the animals went into the ark, as God had commanded him. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. And the 600th year of Noah's life. Because I believe Noah, when he first started that ark, he was, how was Noah? Noah was, I got it here somewhere. Okay. Well, anyway. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Noah was 595 years old. Okay. It was 500 years old, right? And that was when God told him to build that ark, okay? And it took a long time. It took a long time, okay? Now, came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. Now, this was after God sealed them into the ark, 7 days, right? And, of course, we know people was probably banging on the door, and doing this and doing that. Noah could not open that door because God had shut it. You know, and scripture tells you, no man can close the door that God opens, and nobody can open the door that God has closed. Okay? So, everybody was destroyed except 8 souls and some animals. Okay? Now, because man had become so sinful, and the sin nature of Adam, it has been passed down through every generation. Even though everybody on the earth was, all people were destroyed off the earth, but 8 souls, Noah and his family, of course, they were living in the world when it was sinful. So sin wasn't completely gone, no. No. That's why now a person wants to change their life, give up their sinful life, they have to give up that Adamic nature. You know, it's in everybody. It's in all of us. When we're first born, it's in us. It's in us. Because a child, you tell a child, don't do that or don't touch that, what they're going, the first thing they're going to do, they're going to disobey you and go and do whatever you tell them not to do. That's a sin. And that's what Adam did. He disobeyed God by doing what God told him not to do. And it's in all of us. And we have to cleanse ourselves from all unrighteousness, you know, and get ourselves together. We have to separate ourselves from the sin that's in the world, you know, and then we'll have insight into what we were doing in our lives. You know, like me, I was doing all kind of crazy stuff, got caught up in the drug game for so long, but God's grace was offered to me, and I accepted it. And all those things I did back in the day, they didn't mean nothing except that I was trying to satisfy and please myself, which was of the flesh. So now I got rid of all that old stuff, the smoking, the beer, the women, the throwing the money away, all kinds of crazy stuff, the thinking. I had to get rid of all that. And when I became new, God, he restored me, you know. And it wasn't that, okay, husband is back and kids, daddy's back. No, it wasn't none of that. No, because they were raised without me. They were living, and they were sustained by God without me. But God sent me back, not because I asked him to, but because this is where I should have been, and it is a witness to other people, you know, that God can do what he knows is the right thing to do. You know, I'm not patting myself on the back, you know, and I'm not beating it down on the kids or nothing, you know. I know who I am. They know who I am, too, you know. So I'm here with their mother doing the right thing where I belong, you know, and we get along just fine. But we separate ourselves from the sin in the world and let God take over and do what I should have been letting him do. What? Wow. Back in, 1974? Wow. That was, 49 years ago? Good gracious. Wow. How time flies. But God, you know, he gives that to us, an opportunity to do the right thing in our life. We throw our life away, but God, he gives us a chance to do the right thing for him and do for the kingdom and glorify him, not glorify ourselves, you know, because I was patting myself on the back. Whole lot of people. And I had a friend. Used to hang with him, you know, was out there doing this and doing that. Come to find out, in his private life, when I wasn't there, he was molesting his girlfriend's little girls, you know. And when push came to shove, they thought I was involved. And I said, no, y'all know. So what I did, I didn't argue. I didn't fight. I just cut him off and stayed away from him. And before I knew it, he was going to prison. He was going to a prison, and in New Jersey, they have a sex prison, you know, sex offender prison. And he went to this prison. I don't know for how long, but when he got released, he had 1 year of life. We didn't see it coming, but he had 1 year of life, and God snuffed his life out because he was trying to do the same thing all over again. God gave him an opportunity. He went to prison to try and get his life together so he could have life. But I thank God, I just truly thank God that I was able to cut myself off from him or cut him off from me, you know. Something just let me know you need to leave from alone. And, of course, it wasn't the devil, because the devil, he wanted me to ease on back up in there so I could become a part of what he was doing, you know. And then my life would have been cut short, prison time. Who knows what could have happened in prison, you know. But God, he gives us all the opportunity. Oh, and God's grace is sufficient. It is sufficient, okay? Now, I'm going to stop right now and see if there are any comments from the West Coast. Any comments so far?
Yeah, I think that's a powerful story you tell. I mean, you say that God wiped everyone off the earth other than just eight souls. But the powerful thing that you talked about was that those folks knew what sin was, and it's not like they were innocent because when they left that ark, at some point sin returned.
That's right.
You know,
it was still there.
It was still there. And luckily for Noah's family, Noah had grace with God, and his family was spared. But I mean, that didn't last long, because we are where we are today and have been since they left that ark, right?
Yep.
So,
and
the thing you mentioned initially was, I think people call it the good old days. Well, there's never been any good old days since I've been living
right.
either, you know, relatively speaking, right? So when people say, let's get back to the
mm-hmm.
good old days, when times were better, I always think, what days are they referring to? Because there's hell on earth for a lot of people, and you've just referred to
yep.
when you left in 74. The first memory I have of being a child was probably around 4 or 5 years old, and you weren't there. So, but that was how life was, you know. So, I think it's a powerful story that Noah had grace with God, and God spared
mm-hmm.
him. In order to wipe the whole world out, because God had basically was disgusted with what he had created. And that's because of sin. So sin remains today. And I just try to stay faithful and believe and trust that God will do what God says he's going to do and take care of us. And that's all we can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have to definitely choose which side we're going to be on. We have to. We can't serve God and mammon. We can't serve both of them, so we have to serve one and get rid of the other one. And that's where the scripture talks about we have to become new creatures, because we're part of the world system, you know. And there is no good in the world system. And after a while, man tried to make it better. You know what I'm saying? He got leaders. He got kings and whatever else, leaders and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They were evil children. You know what I'm saying?
Eventually
things got so worse that it came out about the kings and the rulers, you know, and they wanted to start killing off their own people. Let's get rid of them, you know what I'm saying? You know, cause we got it all. We don't need them. And it's still going on now.
You still see that today. There's all these countries where there's famine. There's the people are poor. You see all these people on the southern border trying to escape different countries. Well, those countries, those people in power have money, but they do not care about their own people. They want to hoard all this money for themselves, and the people are poor, and they want a better life.
Yeah.
They try to come here for a better life, and we know what life here is like,
mm-hmm.
okay? We live here. But those people, life is even worse for them, right? It's even worse for them.
Yes, it is.
You know, so
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in those countries, the government, oh my God, the government, they're the ones to watch out for. It's not your neighbor. You know what I'm saying? Like here in this country, you know, you're worried about what your neighbor's doing over there. Does he have a meth lab, or is he, you know, stockpiling weapons? Is he making bombs? You know what I'm saying? Is he threatening a mass shooting or something, you know? But see, over there, it's the government. They worry about the government, bro.
Indeed.
Yes.
Those take care of the people. Exactly.
Yes, sir. That's what the government is supposed to be for. And I believe that it says something to this effect, that the government is by the people, for the people. We are the ones that elect these people into office, and they're supposed to reciprocate back to us by looking out for us. You know, we got senators over certain districts. Man, please. You know? And one preacher, he put it like this. They get all that money to run for office, millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they win, they go to Washington, and the job pays less than what? Pays $150,000, $175,000. What is all that money donated? You know, they're draining the people.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, in the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to ask this if you got a comment. This?
Okay. Okay. I just want to say, you know, Noah did find grace and as the Lord, and when he'd be at the ark and when it was time for them to go in, him and his family, the sons and their wives and his wife, they all went in. And when God shut the door,
He couldn't open the door. And when it was time for them to come out, everything was just fresh and everything was new.
Brand new.
That don't mean that they were in sin, but where it was, everybody, Adam, everybody born then was born into sin, faith and iniquity.
Yes.
So everybody born out during that time, they were born into sin. So sin was when man was born, sin came into the world where every baby and man, child, and everything was born. Sin came out of them, and they were born in sin, so sin came out again. So sin was still in the world, so everybody been born again. And it just happened over again, over and over. And sin is just getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And man is living pleasure now more than God. And it's getting so wicked now. And the Bible fulfills every day. And we see what man is doing. And we as people of God, we see the times changing. And we have to live the life that the Bible tells us to live and witness and encourage people that Jesus is coming, you know, and telling them it's time to be ready, you know, that Jesus loves them, you know, just like I've witnessed this week to my my friend that's gone on to be with the Lord, I believe. I was witnessing to her son, and he was talking about, well, my wife, she goes to church. She works on Sunday, and he got two boys and all, and you know, where she works on Sunday, he don't get to go to church, but I was encouraging him, you know, to go, because Jesus is coming back. All you can do is witness and let them know Jesus loves, and he's coming back.
But see, you have to look at it. People don't want to go to church because you got evil and sinful people all up in the church. You know, so they can't.
You have to let them know Jesus loves them. That's all we can do is tell them Jesus loves you. And I love you too.
Right.
We have to witness and let them know.
Our life is up
and Jesus loves them. That's what we have to do. Get the witness out there. Let them know Jesus loves you. And time is winding up. That's all we do. We have to witness to them. So somebody to witness to
our life should be a witness also. The way we live, what we talk about, you know, how people see us out in the street, how they see us shopping and everything, it should convey to them that, you know, you can't, you know, there's no fog in my head, you know what I'm saying? I'm not walking in a cloud, smoke or nothing. You can see right through me because I got nothing to hide, you know, and living the truth, speaking the truth. Speaking in love and letting people know that, you know, hey, I'm not mad at you. That's you living your life that way, you know. I just want you to know that God brought me out of this. God brought me out of that. He placed me here. He placed me there. And real quick, like I said, I was in the world doing drugs. I was working to do drugs, right? Okay, burning my paycheck up 5 hours after I get paid. No money, not even 50 cents to buy a loose cigarette, right? So here I go. I got to steal something, right? Now, did that for so long, you know, and the spirit of the God, of the Lord, he was out to get me. And I knew it, but I wanted to get deeper and deeper and deeper in this thing so that it looked like I'm too bad of a person. You know, oh, he's not going to bring me out of sin because I done did too much stuff against people. But it got to the point to where he brought me out, right? He brought me out, and with a mighty hand now, because I didn't go to no rehab to get clean from drugs. No, I was clean before I even went to the rehab. But he sent me through there to get a reality of who he was, you know, because the book, the big book, it tells you need to get your higher power. Now, I'm lost. What are you talking about, a higher power? You know, and I'm running around there stupid, you know, like I don't know who the higher power is, you know. And one day, it just dawned on me, God is the higher power, just that simple. So it wasn't about the rehab. It was just about me believing that there is a God. And from there, He took me through. He took me through so many situations, and then restored me back with my wife. We have a new home. Our vehicles are paid for. They're not broken down the side of the road. He's blessing us with our health, you know, and I'm still able to work for a few extra dollars to pay some bills, medical bills, but he blessed me to go through that stuff with my health. And I'm still here, and I'm still believing, you know, and he's just that good. People need to see what he has done for other people and not say, well, oh, I remember when he was out there in the street. You know, he was used to mess around on his wife. You know, that stuff is in the past. You know, we just need to bury that and keep it moving and let people see what God is doing now, you know, so they can, not that they can criticize, you know, but they can say, man, God, he really brought that person a long way, long way. And that's what it's all about, our life, showing, letting other people see. You know, we're not up in the crib smoking no weed, you know. We're not toasting wine glasses every evening, you know what I'm saying? We're not doing none of that. We're clean people, talking clean. We're living clean. We're watching stuff on TV clean when we do. Trying to do the right thing to help the next person in line. Letting people know that God is love, and it's not that God's going to have us love you and you take advantage of us. No, he's going to give us a mind to be able to use to see what is right from wrong in people, because people will use and take advantage of it. But see, we don't need that. We know who God is. We want other people to know who God is in our life, you know? And I'm going to ask Margaret real quick.
Tommy? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I would say you pinpointed everything that I wrote about this week. I see my message on Facebook on love, and it picked up on every last bit of that. God,
mm-hmm.
I said with the Israelites and what I said with the world and destroy the world, but eight people, mm-hmm. I wrote about that part, and then I wrote about...
Yeah.
I mean, you just pinpointed everything that I had read about.
Yes, yes. Well, see, it's all about connecting.
And what I studied stuff.
Yeah.
I tell you, Lord is amazing.
Yeah. We being with one accord, you know, it's not that we can read each other's mind, but if we believe in God and that Jesus Christ died for our sin, you know, the spirit, it's going to keep us on the same level, you know. So what you're talking about, and us over here too, same thing. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because mm-hmm. I was talking about the greatest love. The last of it was the greatest love. Hey, you know what the greatest love was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jesus Christ died for my sin. While I was still
in my sin,
he died for my sin. Yeah, that's the greatest love, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes,
it is.
But the greatest miracle in your life, what was the greatest miracle in your life? Mm-hmm. To get you
back. He saved my life.
Amen. That's it. He saved our lives. He forgave us our sin and gave us another chance at life the right way.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And each and every day, we'll bless with a blessing, which is waking up every day. You know, I set my alarm clock now. I just set that and I hit that snooze one or two times and I cut snooze off and I lay there for a few minutes and I just fell back asleep, you know, oversleep. Here I go. But it's not the alarm clock. Spirit of God allowing us another day, another opportunity to do the right thing. Not necessarily for me to get up and go to work. No. For me to wake up and to do the right thing for the kingdom. You know. God is good. God is good, y'all. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what we got here. Well, praise God. I got that phone number. My phone was so messed up, I lost my contact. I lost my emails. I lost everything on my phone. I never got my contacts back, but I got other stuff. And now I see a familiar number. I can put it back on my phone. Praise God. Shalom, Elder. Shalom.
Shalom. Greetings.
Yes, sir. Glad to have you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
God
yes.
is good. I've been listening to you, man. Just thank God for you. You sound so good. You're giving it out. And who God is,
yes, sir,
what God has done for you, it's beautiful to me. It's beautiful to me. And thank
yes,
God
sir.
So loved the world that he gave. See, God gave us. He so loved the world that he gave his own only begotten son. And whosoever believeth in him should not fall to have everlasting life. I believe that,
that's
so I have everlasting life right now.
That's right.
Because
that's
I believe.
Right.
And all I got to do
that's
now is continue
right.
to live holy and to live right, to live separated from the world. For he told me to come out from among them, be ye separated, said the Lord, touch not the unclean thing. He said, I will receive you as my son and daughter, and I'll be your God. And I'm glad about
yes,
that.
Sir.
God, who he said
Amen.
He is, I believe it.
Yes.
And he changed my
mm-hmm.
life. Amen. Like he changed
yes,
your life. But I thank God
yes,
for that because he is faithful mm-hmm. to his word. And we need to be faithful to his word. So I'm just glad I'm just listening to you. And man, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank God for you. I wonder if I was going to get in touch with you. And I said, well, I guess I have to go up there where he lives after work. And then the enemy got to messing with my mind. Well, what if he ain't at work? You done went up there and wasted all that gas for nothing, you know? And I said, well, somebody got it. It's nothing. But like I said, my phone messed up. They took it for a week. And when I got it back, they took the SIM card out. So I had to start from scratch.
Yeah.
And during that time, I was told that you lost a family member.
Yes. But you know what? This is the thing about that is that you miss when they go out. And when they come
yes.
in, then you oh, they go, you cry because of what they're going to face in this life. But one, you know what's so
yes,
great about
right.
this is we can live a life mm-hmm. so that we got a brand new home. To be absent from the body is to be
yes,
present
yes,
with
yes,
the Lord.
Present.
And this world is not my home. This world, I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger. You know what, brother, sister, I'm just passing through here. I know my citizenship is not here, but it's in heaven.
Yeah.
And I'm going to that place called heaven. I'm living to go there.
Yeah.
I live it when nobody's
yeah.
looking at me. I'm in my house and behind these four walls. You can't see me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
No.
The eyes of the Lord is in every place. Behold the good.
Man, come
hallelujah. Behold the good and evil in this world.
Yeah.
So I don't
yeah.
know. And I live by late Bishop R.L. Heckman used to say these words.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we can hide sin from God is don't commit it.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. That's right. That is so true. So true. So true. And it's so good to hear. It's so good to hear you. And I knew that you were doing well. And I said, well, I'll just keep on doing what the Lord has for me to do. And
yes,
not
sir.
To worry what's going over there. When it's time
uh-huh.
to be revealed to me, God will reveal it, you know?
Yes, sir.
But,
yes, sir.
But truly, thank God for you. Thank God for you. And we're keeping that member of yours. We're keeping her in prayer also. Very good friend
yeah.
of ours.
Amen.
Very good
Amen.
Friend of ours.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. She was there. I come from New York to visit well, she wasn't my wife at that time, but I come to visit from New York in 2007 for her
uh-huh.
birthday. So
yes.
She was going to church in heaven. So I told her, I said,
uh-huh.
I want to get baptized. I want to get baptized. So
uh-huh.
she said, okay. So went to the church in Hickory and went up for prayer. And Sister Whitener, she was there directing me through the prayer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the Holy Spirit got on me. And the last thing I can remember is me grabbing my back, and she was saying something like, he's ready. And I was gone. All into the
you
spirit,
going?
You know. Yeah, I was gone, man. Didn't know nothing. God was taking over. He took over. But he has always been, you know, we've always kept her close, visited her and her family, you know. And now we have to do more than that. We have to pray.
Yeah.
You know, that God can come through. Yes, sir, because We don't know. We just don't know how sick people are.
That's true. We don't know.
We don't. And then you can go to the hospital or go visit the doctor. You got a let's say you got a corn on your toe. You go to the doctor. You're doing okay. You go to the doctor or the hospital, and they run into a little problem. They say, okay, you need this, you need that. I say, okay, doctor, okay, whatever you say. And boom, before you know it, they got this in ICU.
Yeah.
And our people are wondering, well, what happened? What happened? Mm. You know?
Right.
And right. Yeah. And we just don't know anymore, but the devil, he is testing God's people. He's trying to run us in the ground, man. He is. But I refuse to give in, and I refuse to give up.
Me too.
Refuse. Hold it. Everlasting arms. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Baby said something. He said, I will lift up mine eyes
unto
the heroes. Uh-huh. From which cometh my help.
My help.
Cometh from the Lord that created the heavens and the earth. And God is still God and sustainer and keeper of our soul if we allow him to do it. That's the thing about that. You know, when we're in trouble, when we go through trials, tribulations, or go through the fire, he's going to be right there with us. And I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. But I'll be there always, even to the end of the world, end of the age. Come to the age that live in the heavenly. I give you rest. Take my yoke up on you, learn to me. Yeah. My yoke is easy, my burdens are light. So he's going to help us through if we just hold on to our faith and don't let go, regardless of it may be a little bit threatening. But we still got to hold on to our faith. For the reason of giving us the spirit is strong, but he that endureth until the end. The same.
I'll be saved. It is so good to hear you, I tell you. It is good.
Yep.
It's good to hear you. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
I thank you for joining us. Our son, he's on the West Coast, and he's still with us. And my wife, she's on.
Praise God.
I give him the reins to the. I give him the reins to the show. One night, he did a good. He did a great job, man. Great job. So any opportunity to be vocal or to put something out there or to get help, some kind type of encouragement. You know, we all need it. David said he had to encourage himself, you know, himself. Couldn't get it from nobody. He had to do it himself, you know.
Lord,
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
It's just a pleasure. Sis, you got the last thing?
Quick. Praise God. Yes. God is good. Brother, you need to take it one night.
He's always been good.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Alpha Elder need to take it one night.
Yeah.
Well, Elder Hayes.
I might need to.
Oh, this is
I take
it.
I
call it to make sure it's awake.
I'm sorry. What I remember about Elder Hayes as a child, he used to sing this song.
Uh-huh.
May the works I've done.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Speak for me.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
I remember there's a time. He'd come out in song.
I remember.
Elder Hayes, are you still there?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yes, you need to take the mic. You need to take the podcast one night.
Yo, ask God to fill me up till I overflow. I want to run over.
I was down there just today, and they said you'd been down there.
Yes, I went down earlier today. Yes.
I was down there with a wife today. Yes.
Keep praying. Keep praying. God answers prayer.
If she stays with us, but she leaves us. God is still the same. We can still pray.
Yeah, he's still
because
the same.
There is a need. There's a need for prayer, not necessarily for me or for you. We have to pray for these other people. We have to pray for everybody out there. You know, make sure they are covered in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
Yeah. Because we can't live peaceably with our neighbor if we don't pray for them.
Yes.
You know? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For me.
All right. Any last comments from anyone? That we got a couple of minutes. Any last comments?
I'll just say, baby, it might have been a blessing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Being on tonight has been a blessing. I look forward to being on again. And it's good to hear from Elder Hayes for sure. It's been years.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
It's a pleasure. Great man. You know, he calls me his friend. And you know, everybody on here knows me except Elder Hayes, but he calls me his friend. You know, that's a great thing right there.
My two sisters got away. Oh, you're that too.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Margaret, you have a couple of words?
I just want to say I truly appreciate you guys. I'm so blessed. I'm so happy. I just cannot stop smiling. The Lord is so great. He's so wonderful. He's so marvelous. He's so fantastic. Mm-hmm. He's so phenomenal. I mean, there's not one word that could totally describe who he is to me. I am truly beyond blessed.
Praise God.
And what the devil tries to do, no matter what the devil tries, God still got me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He's always had you. He's always had
you. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God be the glory.
Yes, yes.
Be the glory.
Well, Elder, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to take us out in prayer, please?
Yeah, I'll give a real quick, brief prayer. Eternal God, Father of our Lord and Savior,
yes,
Jesus, we come as humble as we know how. We thank you for this radio station, God. I want you to continue to bless and to anoint. And let others begin to call in and send their testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless the hosts in a special way, God. Lead God to the rest of the heaven to go, God. Let it reach out to the whole world, to the world community, God. Need to hear the word of God. Lord, we thank you for the victory in his life. We thank you for the victory in the people of God's life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise and glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we love you. We love you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
Each one of you, each and every one of you, have a blessed night and shalom.
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 Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.